the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie just got back from her trip to Seattle, and it was a great trip, except for one thing. And was it enough to ruin the trip?
It depends on who you are.
Wow.
So my boyfriend D'Lo and I went to go visit his brother and sister-in-law, and they live right off of Seattle. So we flew into Seattle. They came and picked us up. We did all the fun touristy things. We went to the fish market. We saw the very first Starbucks. We went to the Space Needle, which I could only handle for about 15 minutes. Then we had to go back down because I was too scared.
Too scary.
Which made me feel bad. And then we got to drive onto a ferry, take the ferry to their house, which is how they get back and forth to the city.
That's fun.
Oh, it was so cool. And we had the most amazing time, except for one part. The first morning that we woke up there, nobody else, well, we thought nobody else was awake. His brother has a 3-story house. We were on the second floor and the master is on the 3rd floor. And this house is insulated to the gods. So if somebody is upstairs, you cannot hear it.
Okay.
We thought that that meant, oh, we're not hearing them. They're still asleep. So we kind of get up, start putzing around, and he goes to make me coffee. Well, they have a very fancy coffee machine. And so we're both like two little dum-dums trying to figure out this coffee machine. It's the kind where you grind the beans and then you have to press it and then you do all this other stuff, right? So we're trying to put the part where it has the pressed coffee into the other part. It wasn't supposed to go there.
Uh-oh.
And there was a plastic piece that got stuck up into a part of it that it was not supposed to be in. So when we turned the machine on, all the hot water and hot coffee melted that plastic piece into the coffee maker to the point where you could never take it out. And his brother is like 6'6", former army, former cop. I mean, I've never seen a stronger person in my life. Even he couldn't get it out. And it was like, we got to throw the coffee maker away.
How much was the coffee maker?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kevin. It was $800.
Oh, my God.
You broke an $800 coffee maker?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so who took the fall for it? Did you both?
We both. I think he technically said he was the one that did it, but we were both very much involved.
But it doesn't matter if you were both very much involved. This was the first time you were meeting this person.
Yeah.
So you had to put your best foot forward. He needed to fall on his sword completely for this one and take the bullet.
Technically, he did.
Okay, good.
Okay. We start going like, oh my God, we're going to have to buy him a new coffee maker.
Yeah.
Then we look at the price. I've never seen a person's face fall faster. Now, here was the only silver lining. It was 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
So everything was on sale.
Where does one even buy an $800 coffee maker? Like, what? Who's having a
Best
sale?
Best Buy? I can't remember where we ended up getting it.
Okay.
I can't remember. The D'Lo and his brother went to go get the new one.
Oh, they had to go in person.
By themselves.
They didn't want to wait for this to come in the mail.
They wanted to have coffee.
Right.
And so technically, it's a $1,000 coffee maker.
Oh.
So we at least got it on a discount.
You're the queen of DoorDash.
Yeah.
Why don't you just DoorDash some coffee then? Because if I would have looked at that thing.
Oh.
Okay. If I was there, I would have looked at it, and I am not a DIYer.
Right.
So I would have been like, I have no idea how this thing works. Nobody said like, let's just not even try.
No.
Stunning. So you get a new one.
Yes.
You tried to put it together.
His brother put it together.
Did you figure out where you went wrong?
Nope, I just didn't even look at that thing ever again.
Oh, how funny is that?
Right. Now, here's the best part. His brother's house, which is gorgeous, the finishes and stuff in their kitchen is gold. So while they were out shopping for the new one, he realized, oh, there's a gold option because this one is like silver. After he bought it, his brother told D'Lo, you know what? I'm going to just buy the gold one and I'll mail you guys this one.
The broken one? What are you going to do with that?
No, the brand new silver one.
Oh my God.
So someday in the mail, we're going to
Wait, hold on a second, though. So wait, you guys bought one.
Yeah.
And then he bought one because he liked it more.
He's going to buy another one that he likes more. But he wasn't going to make us pay for the upgrade.
Right. Basically, you just bought yourself a fancy coffee maker.
We basically bought ourselves a coffee maker that we didn't want.
Well, that changes the story completely.
The only thing we can think to use it for, it does everything. You want a latte? Fine. You want a cappuccino? Sure. You want this, that, and the other? It does everything. Okay? Froth it? Doesn't matter. We can do it all. The only thing we can think of that we'll use it for, because we don't drink those kind of drinks, is just to make really good hot chocolate for the kids.
Oh, my God.
It's wow. going to be. That's and expensive. When they get that hot chocolate, we're going to say, you better love it.
Yeah. They're going to go, whenever their friends come over, tell my mom that this is as good as $800.
Say, is this an $800 cup of cocoa?
Delicious.
I mean, his family was very sweet and gracious about it. They didn't say, like, you have to buy us another one.
But, no, they didn't have to.
Well,